the mountains of northeastern New Mexico as they prepare for another round of red flag weather. Forecasters warning that hot, dry, and windy conditions have prompted warnings for higher fire danger from southern Nevada through parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Colorado starting on Thursday. Stocks are deeply in the red on Wall Street, led by steep drops in retailers as Target plunged after issuing a grim quarterly earnings report. The Dow is down 1,240 points, the NASDAQ off 582. This is SRN News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hump day, already worked on Tuesday and Monday. Just a couple days and then it's the weekend. 2 days off, it doesn't feel like it. It's too much time till Friday at 5. We are here.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Yeah, it's high voltage news. The market just closed a couple of minutes ago, so let's get that final number on the tote board and close it. Down 1,162.28 points. I mean, just, man, it just plunged. Brandt's going to join us in an hour today. Coach is coming on at 4:05 to give us the scoop. But folks, this is not good. This is really, really not good. I don't see any way that we are not headed for a recession. And, of course, there are still people out there who are delusional enough to blame it on Donald Trump. I don't know what we can do about people like that, but that is insane. This is all Joe, and it started on day one. Hey, let's shut the Keystone Pipeline down. Let's signal our intentions with domestic energy, and we'll just take it from there. Gas prices started going up right away, and they haven't stopped, and they're only going to get worse. So I think part of the story today was that Walmart had bad earnings. A couple of businesses that can have this kind of impact just did not have good days. Let's see what some of our news sources say. Wow, Twitter audit released. 50% of Joe Biden's followers are fake accounts. Gee, you think? Because I really didn't want to believe that there were that many millions of people that were hanging on every tweet that Joe's people's on. Joe would know how to log into Twitter if his life depended on it. I can just see Joe with his Well, I don't even think Joe qualifies or is eligible for a smartphone. It requires a certain amount of intelligence to use one of those. Ukraine flag placed on summit of Mount Everest. I was talking to April Marie, and I guess she got into some detail on the $40 billion that we have for Ukraine. Your money, our money. The $40 billion and what that's actually being used to do, and it's sickening. And meanwhile, our own border is a sieve. We don't know who's coming through, but they're coming in. Was it last month? Enough people crossed the border. The total number of people that crossed the border is bigger than Joe Biden's home in Delaware.
Delaware?
Yes, hometown in Delaware.
Wow.
That's a lot of people. And, of course, they become our burden because we have to supply them with health services, money, food, everything else, flights. We got to charter planes to fly them somewhere, usually red states, because that's got nothing to do with some kind of great cause for humanity. It's got everything to do with the replacement, what's it called, the replacement voter theory?
Just replacement theory.
The replacement theory, yeah. As they lose, I think right now, maybe hemorrhage. People with their incompetence and ineptitude, but that's no big deal. We'll just bring in more Democrats. Mm-hmm. So that's the story. Brant will tell us exactly what happened when we get to speak with him a little bit later today. And this opening segment brought to you by Mr. Electric. 245-1566 for the best in the business. They are the people that employ only certified master electricians. Everything they do, whether it's a free check on your home's wiring or fuse panel, if it's an estimate on a project you need done, big or small, they come out and do that at a time that's convenient for you, and the work is performed at a time that's convenient for you, and the price you pay is the price they give you up front. No surprises, no gimmicks, no games, just guaranteed excellent outcomes with Mr. Electric, or visit MrElectric.com. I'm going to push this mule cart a little further down the road. We're just getting started to 308. Have we heard from Eddie?
No. Let me see. Well, I don't have my phone in here. I got to go out to the car. I'll check it.
Note to self. Rosie, one demerit.
I'm sure by the time the program's over, you can add to that.
Let's see. Here's somebody that's remembering the price of gas at $1.48 a gallon at the Circle K in Prattville. It is $4.38. That's for regular unleaded gasoline, $4.38.
I paid $4.09 at Sam's this morning.
Nobody was shot over there while you were filling up, were they?
No.
Well, that's nice to know.
No.
That's good. Okay, well, at least there's that.
From my cold, dead hands.
For Mo Brooks, it's personal. When a crazed Bernie Bro socialist attempted to shoot down Mo Brooks, Brooks didn't waver when the fake news media pressured him to fold. Instead, Brooks doubled down and said he'll fight the gun-grabbing left even harder. That's why the NRA and every other major pro-gun group in America endorse Mo Brooks. Because Brooks is tough, unyielding, and Mo Brooks has guts. What about the others? Mike Durant called for government-enforced gun confiscation. And Katie Britt? A rhino moderate who cheered when anti-gun Democrat Doug Jones beat Roy Moore. Not Mo Brooks. Mo Brooks, the Dixie fighter for U.S. Senate. Unapologetically Alabama. Unapologetically conservative. Mo Brooks is the only conservative choice for U.S. Senate. Mo Brooks for Senate. It's time to go on offense.
The Rich Conservative Spec paid for this ad and is responsible for its contents. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. CCPAC.us.
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the statehouse. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives, 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Retired Colonel James Henderson, ordained minister.
Kay Ivey shut the churches down, but kept the abortion clinics open. Kay Ivey is aiding and abetting murder when she allowed the abortion mills to stay open. Lindy Blanchard is a defender of life. She adopts children. She stands for life. She's the most pro-life candidate for governor I've ever known. That's why I'm supporting Lindy Blanchard, the governor we need.
Paid by Blanchard for Governor, Box 241331, Montgomery, Alabama.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing Dr. Alderson and the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
I desperately needed a car, but I didn't want to go through the hassle of trying to finance through a dealership. So I went to LightStream, and I got a loan fast.
Now you can buy the used car you want with a fixed, low-rate loan from LightStream.
The loan process was so easy. I signed all the documents and completed the process while getting my hair done.
I had my money the same day with LightStream. Having that cash helps me get a much better deal. And the LightStream payments are so affordable.
Now you can get the money you need fast for the used car you love with LightStream. Loans start at just 3.99% APR with autopay and excellent credit when you buy from the dealership. Apply today at lightstream.com/rate and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/RATE for your extra discount. Lightstream.com/rate.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 3.99% APR to 9.49% APR and included 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/rate for more information.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're only in May, but we're talking about the hottest weather so far this year and maybe close to record territory again tomorrow. For tonight, mostly clear skies and mild overnight, low temperature down to about 70. Tomorrow, hot and dry, mostly sunny with a high temperature up to about 96. The record is 97. Even Friday will be in the mid-90s with mostly sunny skies. Then showers and thunderstorms are back into forecast over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is always there with great deals for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is I, Jeff Bezos, with an urgent message for my arch nemesis. Hey, Elon, your mama! You see, this morning I received my copy of a certain sports periodical swimsuit edition, only to find the cover adorned with a prurient photograph of a seductive elderly sunbather. I'm all like, growl, who's the babe? Turns out her name is May Musk. And indeed, she's Elon's mom. That's right. Elon's mom has got it going on. And after staring longingly at the mouth-watering Musk matriarch, I have two questions for Elon. One, do you take after your daddy? And two, Elon, can I come over after school? Oh, we can definitely hang out by the pool as long as mommy's there.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Wednesday, happy hour. After the show, we head over to Baumhauer's. We're having a party celebrating Jacqueline's birthday with cake and free appetizers. Rosie's here. Eddie Mader on the way.
And here they are.
And no less a celebrity on excitement than Jeb Bush.
Please clap. Yeah.
I know I've been doing that for years, and it's really kind of old, but there's some habits that just wouldn't seem right if I didn't have Jeb give us that big
please clap.
I know.
When that was in the 2016
I think so,
primary
yeah.
cycle, right? Yeah. So that's only 6 years old. We got stuff in here that's
15 or 16.
It's ready to graduate high school, actually. All right, now here is a clip. I have no idea where this is from. All I have is the information on the video itself. The headline says, Mayor stuns woke school board over disturbing sex ed curriculum. And he gives them an ultimatum here. So let's give this a listen, and I'll keep my finger close to the dump button.
It has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. I've spoken to a judge this evening. She's already confirmed that. So I'm going to give you a simple choice. You either choose to resign from this Board of Education, or you will be charged. Thank you.
You know, it is interesting that what's going on is a ground-up kind of situation. And it started in Virginia when parents became aware of some of the crap they were sneaking into the classroom. Look what happened in Florida. Do you know that not only did Disney get their ass kicked, but they're still moving 2,000 Disney employees to Orlando from California for some other project they've got going there. But Disney, yesterday we mentioned that Disney's value as a corporate entity went from $129 billion to something much lower. A very substantial drop, which of course is a betrayal of the fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders to do what you, to only do things that are going to enhance the value of the company. So they've screwed everybody that owns a share of Disney stock. And why the CEO still has a job is beyond me. It makes no sense. So, and now we have this thing with Twitter where Elon's a smart guy. In fact, we have another clown ass here on tape. This is a Twitter employee. Now, this guy looks completely demented. But in this clip, this executive, the name is kind of small, but it says he's a Twitter executive, calls Elon Musk mentally handicapped special and that he has Asperger's. Asperger's is rather common. And Bill Gates has it. My stepson. Brilliant kid.
Lots of people have it.
Yeah. It's really more of a social situation. And with good nurturing educators like my stepson had at Churchill, he not only got a great education, but he was able to overcome some of the things that were holding him back. He just graduated AUM in the 99th percentile. So why does that matter to this a-hole? And that's what he is.
But you are a racist.
They don't even... All they're really shouting down here is their own demons. Let's see if we can get this.
Well, right now we don't make profit, so it's going to say ideology, which is what's led us to not being profitable.
The rest of us who have been here believe in something that's good for the planet and not just to give people free speech. Because again, like, these people really do believe in what we're doing. These are the policies we've put in place for misinformation or mislabeling media or whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you think this should be taken down?
Yeah.
Like, those are the questions they're going to ask.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for him to be like, oh, because people should make their own decision.
Did you hear that? This obnoxious jackass. He's mocking Elon Musk because he will say, oh, because people should make their own decision. That's exactly right. That's how it should be with everything. Free speech. You decide what's best for you, your family, and not some, this guy, honest to God, Elon Musk never struck me as somebody who looks deranged in any way, shape, or form. This man does. And yet here he is, you know. So what country do you live in, mister? Well, so there's a couple of heartening moments. His ass will be fired. You know, really, you want to go on video and say that, knowing that Elon is coming to run the company? And all that's happening right now is they want to find out how many phony accounts they are because he should not pay. Here again, people could end up going to jail. Yeah. All these people who thought they were doing the right thing and justified it because their cause is so important by coming up with phony followers and making it seem like people like Biden and Hillary and every other left-wing, gotta watch my language, is more popular than they really are. Well, that's actually lying. That's actually fraud. Because again, it's a publicly held company and you're charging advertisers certain rates based on a number of participants that you're quoting to the people that want to buy that digital platform. Well, if 30 or 40% of those people you sell to advertisers don't exist, that's fraud.
Yep.
There could be people going to jail for this, and I pray they do, because maybe pasty-faced Zuckerberg will see what's going on and certainly won't be able to misunderstand the results in the coming midterm election, even with the midterm virus right around the corner and all that goes with it, and 2024, barring some unforeseen thing. They'll come up with something. They always do. They've always got a reason to perpetuate their BS. But I, for one, have had it. That's why we're going to have some fun tonight.
Yeah.
So what if the market was down 1,100? It'll come back. Don't you think the market will come back?
No.
Okay, well, you're a little on the negative side there.
That guy doesn't like anything, Greg.
Yes, but he never misses a minute of the show.
I'm telling you.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. At 3:23, we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to come back with something else that's really amazing. I don't know what it is yet, but it'll be really amazing.
They named her Tokyo Rose. That's what troops called the American woman who collaborated with the Japanese in World War II. Today, you might call the current governor China Ivy, because Kay Ivey also lines up against America's interests. Communist China has been waging a trade war on the U.S. President Trump, using targeted tariffs, fought back against China's unfair tactics. But Ivy sided with China and opposed Trump's tough trade policy. China Ivy even bragged about drawing a line against Trump. Now, documents reveal Chinese analysts rate Ivy as one of the U.S. governors, quote, friendliest to China. Under Ivy, China dominates trade with Alabama, while Ivy takes campaign money from donors linked to China. Kay Ivey, good for communist China, bad for Alabama. Paid for by Common Sense America Election Fund, Suite 515, 1390 Chainbridge Road, McLean, Virginia, 22101.
When our communities needed him, he volunteered to serve. Troy Stubbs, a former educator, he now owns a local small business in Wetumpka. Troy Stubbs will take fresh ideas and Elmore County values to Montgomery. Like Trump, he's tired of political correctness and believes real leaders get things done. Troy Stubbs stands for the flag. He's not afraid to tell you he's pro-life and will fight to kick any abortion provider out of Alabama. He's proud to be endorsed by the NRA and defend our freedoms. Troy Stubbs never runs from a fight. He'll take on Joe Biden's cancel culture any day of the week.
Whether it's critical race theory, endless mandates, or some far-left idea, Troy Stubbs will fight for our freedoms and against the woke mob. Proud Alabamian, steadfast conservative Republican. Troy Stubbs for State Representative, District 31.
Paid for by Troy Stubbs for State House, P.O. Box 429, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi want to impose their radical socialist ideas on Alabama. Their extreme left-wing policies have given us runaway inflation, making food and gas unaffordable, chaos at our southern border, rampant crime, and historic deficits that are robbing our children's future. Socialist Democrats want to cancel our Constitution and erase our Second Amendment. But Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. Mike Rogers stands proud with President Trump to make America energy independent and to finish President Trump's border wall. Mike is fighting to protect our deeply held Alabama values and to cut wasteful spending. Mike Rogers is our trusted Alabama conservative, and Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. On May 24th, please vote for Mike Rogers for Congress.
This is Mike Rogers. I approve this message.
Paid for by Mike Rogers for Congress. Post Office Box 1113, Anniston, Alabama 36202.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Then check out the all-new Infiniti of Montgomery. New location, new management. Here's Jim McCain.
Don't settle for just any vehicle. Lease the hot-selling 2022 Infiniti QX55 Lux with all-wheel drive for just $643 a month for 42 months with $49.99 due at signing.
Infiniti of Montgomery has the selection you're looking for. We have over 16 QX80s with third-row seats to choose from. Don't pay over MSRP somewhere else. Shop Infiniti of Montgomery and get prices below MSRP.
Considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the sporty new Infiniti models.
This is the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityofMontgomery.com. QX55 VIN, NF11-4529, QX80 VIN, N97-4333. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee, plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 5/31/22.
At Infiniti of Montgomery, you'll never pay a market adjustment fee where price sells Infiniti.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches, weakness, or discomfort in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one selling nerve care company. Nervive contains alpha lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, and B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live your life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic getting busy all over Montgomery. We've got a good bit of congestion on East South Boulevard from Woodley Road up to Troy Highway. Taylor Road busy from Vaughn Road all the way up to I-85 over to Atlanta Highway. And the Atlanta Highway itself busy from Federal Drive out to East Boulevard and on out to Taylor. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any problems pop up. Summer registration going on now through May 26th at Trenum State. Change your life. Call Trenum State or go to trenumstate.edu for more information. For Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Whoops. Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby.
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, magic time.
Well, that was me. Have a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Woo! I don't really believe that, but I play it because it's inspirational music. It is 3:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. CNN, you know, they spent $9 million when they were in the process of launching CNN Plus. And now you're going to find out the corporations. Look what's going on with Netflix. I mean, they've told everybody to cut back. And they've kind of, I actually think they're trying to show people the door without actually firing them because that's expensive. By saying, if you're into this woke stuff and you're going to whine and this may not be the company for you. Eventually, they'll start getting rid of people. They're going to have to. They're going to have to. Because while all the news seems to be bad and we are all swimming upstream, really, it takes time. But eventually, the right wins. CNN Plus. Here's a great example of a company that was underwritten by, I think, $100 million in startup cash. That didn't even last a month. Hey, you know what didn't last as long as CNN Plus? The disinformation board with Nina Jerkinwitz, whatever her name was. Woo-hoo. I put that on Facebook just now as bye-bye crazy eyes. Because she's got that look, man. Oh, and we have wisdom awaiting us on the phone as we turn to Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, yeah. Chad.
Looks like Mary Poppins is going back to London. Nina Jerkinwitz.
Honest to God. How that, the frightening thing is that they thought that was a good idea that America would embrace. And obviously they found out
quickly,
look, no.
Listen. He's been in office 18 months. He does that every day. They think everything they do is a great idea that America will embrace. And it all turns to crap. I mean, it just does. I mean, look at this. Hey, finally, the last leg of the economy is gone. The stock market's just shot to hell. You know,
yeah.
Every day, I mean, almost a 5% loss on the Nasdaq today. I mean, if you invested, let's say you started investing January 1st, if you were foolish enough to do that, you've lost 30% of your investment.
I have some friends that have some money, and they were telling me today just how dismal, bleak it is. They're getting killed.
Oh yeah. Well, if you didn't park your money about 6 months ago, you're crying in your beer right now. You know, and somebody sent out an email today talking about Jim Cramer's show and everything, and they looked at how much money you make if you follow Cramer's advice, and he's like down minus 25%. But if you shorted him, you'd be up 7%. You know, so it's just, I'll be interested to see what Brandt has to say today. But
yeah, he'll be on at 4:05, by the way.
Just yeah, like. I think this thing is, people are like, oh, it's dropped 30%. I'm like, if you look, Greg, at where the market hit the low in the last 5 years, it was in March/April of 2020, COVID.
Right.
The COVID crash, all right? We're about halfway there.
And right? Trump got it roaring back. That was a...
unbelievable.
An inflicted problem. We watched it drop, you know, in chunks. Had nothing to do with it. It was manipulated.
Now the market, now the real people, you know, now that they know that Biden is just a total, nobody's shilling for him anymore. Even the libs on Wall Street who know now this is, they're not going to have bonuses this next year. There ain't going to be no King Kong with the G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip for the kids for Christmas. Nope. Because they're not getting Wall Street bonuses this year. And now they're starting to tell the truth, that this is because of inflation and supply chain issues. And the inflation is absolutely killing the service industry, restaurants, everything else.
Oh, man, I heard somebody today tell me that the bookings down on the beach, people who plan the whole year for a little time down on the beach, either in Florida or Alabama coast, that they're canceling bookings like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They got to fill their gas tank.
Oh, well, not even just, that's not the gas tank. It's everything. I mean, this reminds me, and I tell you, you tell me if you feel the same way, because you were probably in your 20s in 1984, right? So, 1994.
I was a
during
tot.
The midterm election of 1994, this is how it feels right now. You knew it was a wave election coming.
Yeah.
And you knew it was going to wipe out a bunch of squishy Republicans as well as all the Democrats. And it did. You know? And I think we're going to see, like, for example, last night, the Pennsylvania Republican Party picked a great super conservative guy for the nominee for the governor of Pennsylvania.
That's what I hear. Right. But how did the Senate race get so whacked?
Yeah, it's been kind of whacked. You know, Trump backed Oz, and it's because Trump backed Oz, that's what put it there, you know. But, you know, it was already, Toomey was there, and Toomey was kind of a squish anyway, so
yes.
Anything's an improvement on Toomey, you know. So, I think the Republicans are going to win that race. I have no doubt in my mind. But I think Republicans are going to win a lot of races that people aren't expecting. And today, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee basically released kind of its paper saying, oh my gosh, we are up you-know-what creek. And there was another article that came out shortly after that, and some commentary by some other people in the know saying that they are just absolutely looking at a complete and utter wipeout.
And that's great, but Chad? This time the Republicans need to go in and mean business.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been through this. Well, we got the House back, but we need the Senate. We get the Senate back. Nothing happens. Obama continues on his merry way.
One problem they do have, you got to have the presidency. Nobody signs bills, you know. This isn't, you know, if this were Clinton, you know, did a course correction. He became a pretty moderate Democrat. Clinton could get elected as a Democrat nowadays.
No.
Clinton was to the right of Manchin.
Yes.
And he would never be elected.
So was Joe. The other day he's bragging on lunches he had with real segregationists.
Segregationists.
Who the hell does that?
Maniac. Yeah, you can just feel his handlers. And, you know, his new St. Pierre, his new press agent, she just basically imploded when Ducey was asking her, how in the world does raising taxes on corporations lower inflation? Show me how that happens. Because, you know what? If you raise corporate taxes, those taxes get passed on to you and me, the buyer.
Yes, exactly.
That's inflation.
Right.
I mean, it's like, we just want to tell you that we're for blue collar people and for firemen and but we're inflation.
Right.
It's like, I mean, they don't even believe the crap they're saying. And you know what? That's the thing. Now nobody believes what they're saying. What was the right track, wrong track number the other day? Only 16% of Americans
think we're on the
right track.
And I wonder if those people are back tucked in their beds and locked in their dorms.
Those are people who have jackets that tie behind their back.
Hey, speaking of Clueless, Disney doubles down launching LGBTQ+ clothing collection for kids.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my LGBT clothing for my new grandson at Disney. I want my Rainbow Mickey. You know, I'm like, you know, why do we have to sexualize kids? Why do we have to do that? I mean, when I was a kid, you didn't even think about that stuff, right?
You know, I used to think the groomer was the person that came and made my dogs look pretty and smell nice.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now I have different definition.
The real groomer is the hair sniffer in the White House.
Yes, you can say that.
You guys have a great afternoon, okay?
Thanks,
all righty.
Chad.
Hey, we're celebrating Jacqueline's birthday at the Bomb Hours tonight.
I wish I could be there. I've got a meeting I got to go to at 6.
All right, well, let me know. What is your birthday?
Mine's in January.
Oh, well, next year, when January rolls around, we'll probably have a lot to celebrate.
I'll be 61 next January. So.
You, of all people?
Wow.
Me, of all people, yeah. You know, my little one, this will make you feel old. She's graduating from high school next week.
Your little one?
Oh, my God.
I said in a more feminine voice. All right, Chad, you have a good afternoon, my friend.
All right, buddy. You take care. Bye-bye.
God, there were so many measures by which time flies.
Yeah.
And it really does. It really does. So, get away from it all tonight. Join us at Baumhauer's. I'm going to put out, we'll have chips and salsa and queso dip. I'm going to get a big platter of sweet potato fries and Thai sweet, some Wickles, and we've got, have you seen the cake?
Strings?
The onion, yeah. Have you seen the cake?
Did they send you a picture?
No, I haven't seen it.
I haven't, but it'll be beautiful.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
We have a cake from Liggers. First of all, they do such an amazing job, no matter what you're celebrating. But the one they did for my anniversary, I was so moved that we actually had like a viewing for it before we cut it.
You'll have a viewing for this one too.
open the lid and you walk past and you pay your respects to the cake before you get a piece of it. Because they do such phenomenal work there.
Yeah.
Donnie Davis and family, you guys are just nothing short of amazing. All right, I have babbled my way. I do this every day. Running behind. Can't afford to do that. Your local news, Rich's forecast coming up, and then we're back with, something.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police say a woman has been arrested and charged with the murder of a Montgomery man. 24-year-old Deja Powell is charged for murder in the death of 29-year-old Keith Spells. The shooting happened on Monday, December 28, 2020. Deja Powell is currently in the Montgomery County Jail. Authorities say three former workers at the Journey Church of River Region Daycare Center have been indicted on more than three dozen charges of abusing children ages 2 and younger. A special grand jury returned the charges after watching videos that showed children being hit, kicked, and punched. Each person was indicted on a charge of child abuse and failure to report child abuse. And we have a road issue that may impact your travel. A sinkhole has opened up on Perry Hill Road directly in front of Goodwood Middle School. There is no update or timelines for the repairs, and it's currently unknown what caused the sinkhole to open. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
My name is Dean Odle, and I am a Republican candidate for governor of Alabama. That's Dean Odle, O-D-L-E. Sadly, Alabama ranks dead last in K-12 education. Governor Kay Ivey has had almost 5 years to fix this problem, and yet Alabama is still at the bottom. In 2017, Florida ranked 29th in K-12 education, and now they are ranked third. What changed in Florida? New leadership. New leadership that ended Common Core and greatly expanded their school choice programs. My plan is to end Obama's Common Core curriculum and give all parents a choice through a complete school voucher program. Giving Kay Ivey 4 more years with our school children would be like giving the keys back to a drunk driver. On May 24th, vote Dean Odle for governor. Go to deanodleforgovernor.com and join the movement today. It's time for real change. Paid for by Dean Odle for Governor, P.O. Box 621, Opelika, Alabama, 36803.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Win a $500 gift card from Prattville Carpet. Just go to prattvillecarpet.com and register to win a $500 gift card to Prattville Carpet. Prattville Carpet is your hometown flooring headquarters, and you can use your $500 credit on everything from carpet to hardwood to ceramic tile and more. It's easy to win. Just listen for owner Ray Bowles to call News Talk or go to prattvillecarpet.com and look for the contest tab. It's that simple. Go to prattvillecarpet.com today and register to win.
What's Working with Cam Marston is the business talk show focusing on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. Listen Saturdays at noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We're only in May, but we're talking about the hottest weather so far this year and maybe close to record territory again tomorrow. For tonight, mostly clear skies and mild overnight, low temperature down to about 70. Tomorrow, hot and dry, mostly sunny with a high temperature up to about 96. The record is 97. Even Friday will be in the mid-90s with mostly sunny skies. And then showers and thunderstorms are back into forecast over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. That grass isn't going to cut itself, but we can make it a whole lot easier with the reliable performance of a Kubota zero-turn mower. Excellent control, excellent cut. Together, we do more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I've got diamonds.
Investment opportunity for you. The new Madonna non-fungible token. Pass.
Yeah.
Ah, all right. So it's party night. Wow, our friend Ray just sent me another heartbreaking photo of a gas station price sign. And it's MAPCO. Now up to $4.25 a gallon, but I belong to their club. And every Thursday and every Sunday, they send me an email. And if I click the link, I get an extra 5 cents a gallon off.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
So I would pay only $4.20 a gallon. See, this is the thing. We cannot allow ourselves to get used to this. People forget. Gas prices were obscene in 2008 when Bush was in the White House. And they were well over $4 a gallon here. I remember. And it became there was a great national pressure building for him to do something. So all Bush did was sign an executive order lifting the ban on drilling in the Gulf. That was it. By December, gas had gone from a little over $4. I remember buying it for $145.9 at the, not Petco, that's dog food, Petro or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
On 231 on the way to Wetumpka. $1.459, and that was in like 4 months. It just kept falling. But this administration, no, you know what they do? They get in bed with murderous dictators like Maduro in Venezuela. They want to cut deals with him. They want Venezuelans to profit by our energy stupidity. Making deals with the country that hates us more than anybody, Iran. Anybody that lived through the 70s knows that making deals for oil with companies that can cut it off and immediately throw this country into crisis with gas lines and all kinds of grief. Hell, they even managed to ruin Christmas in 73, I think it was, because Nixon,
I don't think we should have decorations this year.
Save energy. So he discouraged people. And of course, every lazy ass that needed a reason to not put up their Christmas decorations didn't. I remember going around the block in my neighborhood, which used to be almost wall to wall, festively lit. At Christmas of 73, there were maybe two or three houses that went ahead and did it. So that's what happens when you get into bed with people like that can cut you off. We were buying oil from Russia. They're very reliable. Anywhere but here. Anywhere that might benefit Americans. We are light years from being ready. I have nothing against green energy. But we are light years from being able to transform to that. And the fact is, even Elon Musk knows this, even though he makes electric cars, he knows that for a complete transformation to take place, they're going to have cars that can go 1,000 miles on a charge, or cars that can recharge as quickly as you can fill up a gas tank, and they're going to have to be a lot less expensive. I don't know what a Tesla goes for, but it's, I think $75,000-$80,000.
Very expensive.
Yeah. But even, and all you see advertised on TV now, and again, these are companies, this is another form of virtue signaling. Yes, we get it. Our planet is ready to break into pieces, and we're doing our part by producing this beautiful electric vehicle, and they are. But check out the sticker price. I'll stick with Jack Ingram and my Rogue. Thank you. That was one of the best moves I ever made. You know who inspired that? Donnie Turner.
Yeah.
I got rear-ended lightly on Taylor Road at that light that turns on to Halcyon Drive, where River Trust Bank and all those businesses are.
Mm-hmm.
It was enough to get my attention, certainly, so I got out of the car, and there's some scratches, so we pulled over, and I felt sorry for the, because, oh, I'm sorry, I have a kid, and about, you know, she worked as a hair cutter at some place over that way. So we didn't call the police or anything. I went to see Donnie to see what kind of damage. Donnie threw the cardboard on the ground, gets underneath, looks at the battery connections, and he said, and because of his knowledge and expertise about cars in general, it's amazing. He said, your best move, given the mileage on this vehicle, and it's in good condition, would be to take it right up the street to your buddy Tip at Jack Ingram and upgrade. Okay, let's do it. And I was able to trade in the hybrid I was driving for my first of two Rogues that I bought there. And I actually lowered my price by about $70 a month because the hybrids were pretty expensive vehicles, even then. Nice, loved it, but I needed an SUV. And so I got the Rogue, and then I got another one 2 years later. And in doing that upgrade from a 17 to a 19 certified pre-owned Nissan Rogue at Jack Ingram, my payment went up $8 a month to a vehicle. And it's got everything you can need. It's so comfortable. So it beats all my needs. Now, maybe you're looking for something that gets better gas mileage. Your trade-ins still have great value, 40% higher than a year ago. 40%. If the car's in good condition. So take it over there and see if you can't move into a more recent vintage model of vehicle by seeing Chip Thames and his team at Jack Ingram certified pre-owned, signature pre-owned. They don't put their name on any vehicle that is a potential troublemaker. Seriously, they check the vehicle history. One accident, one bad accident, they don't resell it. The engine has to pass a 108-point checkup because the worst thing you can do is sell a car to somebody and have them back 2 days later saying the engine's dead. So they do everything possible to sell you a car that you can feel confident is going to give you thousands of reliable miles. Stop by and see Tip and his team. They got six great brands, the signature pre-owns, the value car lot at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard or at jackingram.com online. They have some great deals, by the way, online that you can look into as well. Okay, we're closing in on 4 o'clock already, and we'll start with a look at the roads with Skipper, 353.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic, our busiest spot right now, Northeast Boulevard from around Lagoon Park all the way over to Highway 231. We're seeing a lot of outbound traffic on Congressman Dickinson, 231 to Wetumpka. I-65 and 85 are building through downtown Montgomery. Very busy around the city, but no traffic problems. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Good credit, slow credit, doesn't matter. Call the A-Team MCS in Wetumpka for a cash-out refinance or equity loan. MCS 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch, traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our schools. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Andrew Sorrell, husband, father, Christian, small business owner, and a proven fiscal conservative. For the last 4 years, Andrew Sorrell has been representing the families of Alabama House District 3 as their state representative. And now, he wants to take his common sense conservative approach to Montgomery to serve as our next state auditor.
If you believe in government accountability, I'm Andrew Sorrell, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by committee to elect Andrew Sorrell, P.O. Box 2876, Muscle Shoals, Alabama 35662.
Tim James, Governor.
The culture war has come to Alabama. Parents, grandparents, are you watching? There's a war going on between common sense and crazy.
Tim James.
A Supreme Court nominee who can't even tell you what a woman is. The best woman swimmer is actually a man. And recently, the first transgender public school in the South, chartered in Alabama with millions of your tax dollars. It's called the Magic City Acceptance Academy. And recently, the faculty put on a drag show on campus for the children. It's heartbreaking. It's not education. It's exploitation. It's got to stop.
Tim James, Governor.
What are we doing to our kids? Who let this happen? I'm Tim James. That's enough. It's time to fight back.
Paid for by Tim James, Governor, 2022.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker. Because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama 36109.
Time now for your local shortage report. Taking a look at the shortage map right now, we're still seeing a heavy to severe shortage of baby formula, with some scattered shortages of pet food and cream cheese. Some high pressure on the supply chain could make for some partly empty avocado displays. Potato chips? No problem. But if you're looking to purchase something with a computer chip, better give yourself a lot of extra time. And finally, looking ahead, expect to experience an upcoming shortage of pizza delivery drivers. So, if you want an extra large cheese with pepperoni, you'll have to drive to the pizza joint and pick it up yourself. Luckily, while prices are historically high, there's no gasoline shortage. Yet. Back to you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,